Why can't 3-6 Mafia be in why this not? Spider-Man movie?
Katy Perry.
Dark Horse.
Shit, what the fuck are you playing that for, dog? They're trying to get the crowd into it, you know, because it's fucking Drake. Everybody loves Drake, you know?
What did you say it was? This is a sexy ladies.
Oh, yeah. So he's got the sexy lighting.
It's like a Moulin Rouge in here, almost.
What time is it?
We got time, bro. We're running good. We're on good time, actually, today.
We should go live after.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're down. Because we're doing good time right now. Sometimes we're running late.
You down? Hell yeah.
Down?
Mm-hmm.
What episode is this, guys?
50.
Who said 50?
78.
Man, I was thinking about that. I'm like, y'all got more episodes than us.
How many episodes you guys got?
We have 72, 73.
Really?
But we're almost going on 2 years, though. Mm-hmm. And I think we took like a month break.
Yeah, for mental health.
Does it take a toll on your guys' like when you guys come back?
Not
like
really. We get antsy. Like, you know, we're chomping at the bit to record. And we were only supposed to take like a 2 week break, and guests fell through, and we were still working on some video stuff. And like, even now, like at the start of the new year, we're gonna have like 2 or 3 weeks off, like, because my birthday is in January, and we're gonna redo the studio. So, how we're gonna want to do that. And I don't know what they want to do yet, but. Yeah. Still trying to figure that. Also, the video situation I think could be better. So
it looks good to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it does look pretty good. But if you guys need video help, let us know.
Y'all shoot at one of y'all's houses?
Yeah, this is my house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just I had a shoe room, like I just converted, like took all.
No, we'll get to that.
Second time, long time. No, yeah, we just, you know, I just had a shoe room and I turned that into the studio, and it's small. It's not that big. It's like pretty, just very small.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's good though. I mean, we're kind of surprised how people think it's a real brick, you know, the wall.
The illusion is really, really good. Like, I definitely, like, the way you describe it and you described it before, like, I'm still like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I'm just.
I was about to say, I'm people.
Yeah. We the people over here.
That's nice, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess let's introduce our reoccurring guest, Javier.
What's up?
From, you want to shout out your podcast?
The Funky Panther.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too loud.
Yeah, reoccurring guest. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thanks
for
again
back.
For having me, man. Of course. I told y'all, like, whenever y'all want me to come back, I'm more than welcome to do it anytime. Except for that last week where I had to be at a wedding and I kind of had the hours mixed up. I thought the wedding was supposed to start like at 8:30. But it was 3:30. I just read the 3. I thought it was an 8.
Yeah, so. Common mistake. Yeah.
But no, thanks for having me back, you know, and I'm going to try not to make the mistake of saying the thanks for the invite again.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah. But I did that a couple times. I said it a couple times and I kept on saying, God damn it. But yeah, man, it's good to be back.
No, yeah, how's everything been?
Everything's been pretty good. Everything's been pretty chill. Still going with the podcast. Entries for the best podcast category of Fourth Magazine, or actually Fourth Weekly, started back up a couple weeks ago, which y'all should really throw y'all's name in there, too. You know,
We just go in and do it? Yeah.
Yeah, you just go in and do it, and y'all promote that, because y'all got a lot of followers too, and I told the guys too before that y'all's podcast, you know, y'all have a good chance at it, because there's a lot of Fourth podcasts, but you know, I think yours and ours and like one or two here and there are pretty damn good.
Yeah,
but, you know,
you said Fourth Weekly.
I think it's Fourth Weekly.
Yeah,
but they normally start like the beginning of beginning of the year, but it just started up really early. So.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to jump on that.
Do it, man. Yeah, I mean,
we're doing that shit, guys.
Yeah. The more competition, the merrier.
Get some merch first. But
the good ones, you know, the really good competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The real good, you know, podcasting going on.
Not like
there.
The shitty one person, you know, talking. No, I mean, no, I'm not trying to shit on anybody. But, yeah, man. I mean,
sounded pretty specific.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trying to call anybody out. No, Jerry. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Jerry 45. Not you.
But yeah, man, I think you really should. Again, and I listen to y'all all the time, so it's funny, you know, listening and then trying to comment like I'm on the show, like y'all, like with last week or the week before that, I was just finding myself like thinking what y'all would answer, and then y'all would answer it. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
These guys are idiots.
They make my y'all make my work day go by really fast. So
lovely.
I love it.
So there are a lot of other Fort Worth podcasts. I don't know too many of them. I just know like yours, and I found out a few other ones through your podcast. I haven't listened to them though, but I was like, anyway. I didn't know how many they are though. I mean, you seem to know like a lot more of them. Like know of them.
There's of course TFTI. There's It's Probably You with LDP. Corks at Cowtown with Robin and Barton. He's best friends with Leon Bridges. Who else? The Jerry Jonestown Massacre. They're like the granddaddy, the grandpappy of Fort Worth podcasts.
And why is that? Because they've been doing it.
They've been doing it for like 7 years, I think.
Oh wow!
They've been around they've actually won the award. For 4 years, and before we did, I think they won like 4 years in a row.
Oh wow!
And I'm not gonna say they were
salty.
So you
took them off the mantle?
We did. They're
that's gotta feel good.
It's funny too. Whenever they talked about it, they're like, "Did they call it the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Award yet? Because we won it so many times in a row." And but
TFTI is going in for that,
dude.
One.
Is there real tension there between y'all? Because I listened to that episode where y'all you know, you played them.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't know if there was like real. Anything real there?
There's no real beef. I mean, you know, we have a lot of respect for them. They're really cool guys, and I would love to go record with them soon too, because they got like a whole, I think they call it the the cathedral or something like that.
The cathedral,
something like that.
Yeah,
a weird name like that.
Well, we call this the Lion's Den.
Ooh. Yeah, this
yeah, the Lion's Den.
Is this kind of like I was going to say Chris Benoit. Yeah, I'm digging it. You know, of course. Mm-hmm. I love it, but
lyrical things. It's a what did you say it was? This is a sexy ladies.
Oh yeah, so he's got the sexy lighting.
It's like a Moulin Rouge in here almost. Like,
where's the strippers at? What the fuck, bro?
Oh, strippers! Oh man, that verses. Oh, speaking of which, who won a lap dance? I thought that was pretty fucking funny.
Man, wasn't she like? What? I mean, I'm not trying to talk shit, but she looked like kind of like cracked out.
Hey man,
I didn't think it was like a very attractive girl at all. Like whenever she came to the front, it was like, oh, what the hell? Like
you're talking about the
yeah,
Jason J looked better than her. And it was like, what the hell?
Good
like,
lord!
And then
man.
She was just like dancing, and it was like, man, that's kind of awkward. Like,
well, I think before he brought the money out, and he was like, where are the girls
yet,
at?
Not yet.
Yeah, yeah.
He took the bag back in. He had a bag. I wonder how much money was in that.
It was
like
a
he was
like duffel
like that whole damn time.
It was a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Like that's ridiculous.
Probably maybe you had like 50,000 in there, maybe probably about 50,000.
But I never saw anybody more. Like pick any up. I wonder if it was just like because I heard somebody like make a joke at the end, like, "Oh, it's all down there by the cameraman,
where nobody can get it."
Well, with dollar bills, you can't really control where they land when you throw them in the air. You know, you just throw them and they just spread everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
20s are more controllable.
But he asked, you know, Juicy J, he like asked, "Who won a lap dance?" Mm-hmm. You know, nobody. Everybody's like, "I raised their hands," and you know, they didn't
that
pull anybody
sucked,
up.
Man.
It really did, right?
Yeah, that's what
like
I heard.
Crowd at all,
really.
And I don't know if it was just a sound thing, because on some of the performances, like you can hear the person like barely, but then it sounded like it was coming from a speaker in the back. So I don't know if they were hearing like better sound than we were, but I mean, like the sound, like it almost seemed like they were rapping over the tracks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Nobody was using like actual live vocals.
I noticed that.
But well, the crowd was like dead.
Yeah. I mean, whenever they panned out after the fight, you know, before they went into like the technical difficulties, like it didn't look like much of a crowd to begin with. Mm-mm. You know?
I wonder how many people were there?
They said they sold it out. I don't know even where it was at, but I think there was like 5,000 people there, they said. Or close to that.
5,000? I mean,
like there was a few thousand.
How much were the tickets? Stage.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no telling.
But the verses we're talking about, everybody, is the Bone Thugs in Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia. The verses just happened last week, so we said we were going to give our review about it, and we're going to give our review. Did you listen to them growing up, or not really?
Yeah, I did. I didn't listen as much as I watched the videos, like, growing up. There was, I don't know if y'all ever saw Flava TV with Skip Cheatham.
Yeah.
And
haven't heard that name forever.
So I don't even know whatever happened to that guy. Yeah. Like last I saw him, he was on You Got Served as one of the judges, I think.
Really?
That was like 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I did. Growing up, I listened to 3-6 like in high school, but Bone Thugs like during elementary and middle school. Like I was introduced to them with my my cousin grew up in California, so when she moved to Texas, like she put us on to their music. And growing up, you know, I didn't realize how much problems they had, like with Busy Bone. Like Busy Bone, did you know he got kidnapped?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was.
I knew about some other things.
Yeah.
America's Most Wanted.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
He was telling his story.
Like that
what the hell happened there?
That's wild, man.
Wasn't it like his stepdad or somebody? I don't, man. I couldn't even tell you what the story is, but I remember seeing the news and like, yeah, he was talking about how he got kidnapped, and I don't know. It was like a it's actually like a crazy story.
Yeah,
like something they could make like a.
Documentary like about his life.
A Lifetime movie.
That's why he got upset whenever Juicy J was like, yeah, you suck my dick.
Yeah. Well, like, you know. I think that was his fault.
Let's start at the beginning. We're getting a little bit. Let's start at the beginning. All right. We're getting to, like,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of our movie reviews. We're just all all over the place.
Tarantino.
And three topics later, we're like, oh, wait, what did you rate it?
Yeah. We're just all over the place.
Let's go back and rate it real quick.
All right, so it started out. They both came out. Both crews came out. I didn't. I was streaming it through Instagram. And when I was streaming it through Instagram, it was good and bad. I like because I like to read the comments because they're funny as fuck. A lot of people are like making jokes.
You're
and
a comment
shit.
Guy, man.
It's well, the comments
I
are right there.
Yeah, like, I do that too.
And but the thing about when you on my Instagram when I was streaming, it was pausing a lot. So Darren like good songs, like it would pause.
Oh damn!
So Darren like you know like Notorious Thugs or Stay Fly and other songs, like it would pause. So I couldn't even hear it. God. So after the verses, I had to go back on YouTube and watch the whole thing because that's where and that was actually. When you watch it on YouTube, it was a different angle too, so it was a better angle than it was on Instagram.
So was there a different live streaming? Like, was there a lot? Was there a stream on YouTube and then a stream on Instagram?
I was watching different? On YouTube because okay. I was streaming it to my TV.
You could watch it on the Versus app, but you had to pay like $3. And I guess if you did that, maybe it would have been clear. Was yours clear on YouTube?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay, cool. So shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know they said it's they were Instagram. Costing like $3 to watch it on Versus.
Well, I was watching on the Versus YouTube stream yesterday, like from the recording. But then I tried to go back and finish it today, and like it was gone. They like pulled it.
Yeah.
And so then I started watching like other people's feeds. But, you know, it was like a 4-hour thing, the entire thing, wasn't it?
Almost, yeah. Just really? Everything from the DJ battle to the Versus and the fight. And yeah, just everything was about.
Yeah, the technical difficulties.
That fucked everything up because they had more songs to play too. I just remember. Did we talk about that? They had more songs to play?
I saw. The songs got cut short. DJ Paul, yeah. He said they still had like 4 more songs.
Why did they get cut short?
Probably because the fight. Yeah. That fight took a.
It was like 10 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like they had the screen up and somebody commented, it had to take a fight to put Versus in a commercial break.
Damn.
All right, well, anyway, though, so they start out. What'd you think of the start lyrical? Like, I thought.
I didn't even see the beginning.
What the hell not?
Yeah.
I did
see
the
beginning. You had a week, motherfucker.
Yeah, but I only saw up to 15 minutes, and that was it.
You just thought.
No, I had a rough week, bro. It was just super hard, so, like, I only had time for what I could, and I've been watching the rest throughout. Yeah.
Earplug in?
No, I don't have any earplug. I'm just watching and seeing exactly like what's going back and forth.
When buffering was
Yeah.
Well, because like I didn't get a chance, and I was like, whatever I got a chance to watch, so I watched the beginning. I was like, this is dope, and then I didn't have a chance to watch anything.
Well, first of all, you know, Busy Bone had a video out that, you know, kind of was like a premonition of what was going to happen, you know, before the fight ensued. You know, he was like, what was he saying? I'm gonna teach those motherfuckers, those devil-worshipping motherfuckers.
Yo, I'm going to get those devil-worshipping motherfuckers. Something like that.
Yeah, it's busy being busy, you know. Yeah. But, you know, the intro with Fat Joe and the coin toss, and it was all fine and dandy, but you can find it. You could kind of feel the tension.
Did
in
you
the
see?
Air.
I sent him a video of when Bone Thugs, they got it announced first, so they had to, I don't know why they were like cut off. I don't know if that was their decision to get cut off, you know, like they had their own section.
Yeah.
I don't know whose decision that was, but anyway, though, they were standing at the caution tape when 3-6 Mafia came out. And you know, they came out, 3-6 Mafia came out, everybody cheered them, and then 3-6 Mafia walked over there to shake all their hands, and right when they went over there, you see Busy Bone just fucking right when they start shaking hands, he just turns around and walks all the way. Like he don't want no part of shaking their hands and shit.
Why?
I don't know if it was because the beef they had a long time ago, or he was like in war mode, like he was just like on some like I mean, I don't know what it was. I really
competition
don't.
Competition mode, right there.
Yeah, if it was competition mode or just because the beef, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so he walked away.
What's the beef?
And so yeah, they started out. I don't. We won't go song by song, but just your shirt, sir.
Can't lose that.
Yeah.
Can't lose it with the new logo.
Yeah, I should, that's like my first time seeing that too. Yeah. Kicking it underneath the table.
I was like, don't lose it.
Yeah.
God, don't lose it.
He's all shit, my shoes dirty.
When I went back and watched the verses, I thought it was, I mean, it was my favorite one. When I went back and watched it, nothing was, you know, pausing or anything. But yeah, it was good. I thought Bone Thugs started off a little slow with the songs they were playing. At the beginning, I had 36 Mafia up winning the verses, but towards the beginning, I mean, towards like the middle one, 36 Mafia was playing like Popping My Collar and Side to Side. I know those are big songs, but they're not my favorite technically. Yeah. Like, I don't really care for them.
That's
but
not
they
what
are
I would
big
put
songs
on,
though.
Put on yeah. to show somebody 36.
But they had to play those songs for verses. They had to play those.
Fan service.
Yeah, but I just like I was telling him 2 weeks ago, I was like, I think 36, I mean, not 36, Bone Thugs, they have these haymakers that are just very hard to deal with. Like a Thuggish Ruggish Bone or For the Love of Money or Notorious Thugs. I think like just those are like so hard to deal with. I don't know if 36 Mafia had anything that could really combat those songs. Like they had songs they could play that could beat certain Bone Thugs songs, but those certain songs right there, I just
Well, those were radio hits though. That's what they really that's what they were. They weren't like the EPs that you'd hear or you know anything special that you wouldn't listen to on the radio. You had to get on the record. But that's how I kind of felt it that way too. Yeah. I thought 36 came out with the dub on it, but it's only because the intensity of the crowd with the songs. I mean, during the fight, people were chanting Bone Thugs.
Yeah,
you know, a little after.
Yeah, at the end of the, I heard that too.
But
a bit.
No, I think they came out with it. But I wish. I mean, I enjoyed like Bones everything. Like I mean.
Yeah. Lazy Bone, I think, did a really good job. Like, he was almost like the damn, like, MC for the entire show.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like,
he was cool,
like,
man.
Kind of keeping it going, hype. Keeping the energy going. And
well, he made it, like, he made everything calm down a lot after that fight broke out. You know, and even after talking, whenever they were just apologizing, and I think I mean, he was a big part of it staying, because I honestly thought whenever I saw that was it. It'd be over.
Oh, yeah. I was so pissed. I was like, motherfucker.
Come back.
I was so mad. I was like, oh, well, this is it.
And plus, Gangsta like, Boo was talking about
oh, my
shit.
God.
Like, was that Gangsta Boo or the chat?
Gangsta Boo.
Oh, okay.
Someone didn't take their pills.
Yeah. And they were like, he's a hater and all this other shit.
Yeah, Busy Bone a hater.
I didn't know who it was. Who was saying all
that.
I didn't know. Fuck. What was I going to say about the fight? I was about to say something.
Well, I mean, I guess for anybody that hasn't seen the fight, what happened, like, did you
it happened
see
in the fourth song.
Him?
They
I
were
didn't.
Dancing, bro. They were just dancing.
What do you say what was going on? What did you say they were mocking? Who
well,
were they mocking?
Well, because Busy Bone, whenever he finished the performance,
and
like,
Buddha
he
lovers.
Just immediately like addressed him, like saying, like, y'all ugly motherfuckers ain't about to be mocking me while I'm performing. So that's what started it off. He felt like they were mocking him in some way and then got pissed off. And then just kind of put that negative, like really negative.
Yeah, because there's a difference between shit talking and like, there's a difference between like shit talking and verses where it's friendly, but you know, you could like adversity, man, shut the fuck up, rap, you know, like that's verses right there. But there was that energy, there was a tone that he said
he
that
even
with.
Said straight the fuck up, like, but then was about to say something to Gangsta Boo because he was like, and Gangsta Boo, but then I think they both kind of hit that, like, you don't say these things unless you want some shit to start.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, whenever he was addressing them, putting them on the spot, and saying straight the fuck up, and then Juicy J started saying, suck my dick.
So they were pushing.
I think
that
they both put
right
in a position.
Yeah. I think was kind of, like, what really set it off, because he was talking and was about to say something to Gangsta Boo, and once he heard Juicy J say that, the talking stopped.
Yeah.
And that's whenever he started throwing shit, and the fight broke out.
I think they both were just put in a position, like when Juicy J here, well, just 36 Mafia was like, okay, we're in front of like almost a million people right now, like watching on like around the world.
Yeah.
And then you see you know, you're getting somebody's talking to you like that on live TV, I think they just reacted like, fuck it. Like, just
you have
something.
To respond.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you just have
especially
to.
Especially on live.
Yeah.
You're on
yeah.
live
exactly,
too. You're like,
exactly.
I'm not going to punk.
And I
fuck
think
out
that's why Busy Bone yeah. did what he true. Did too. Like, what did he throw? Like a water bottle?
Yeah, he threw a water
well,
bottle.
He threw both.
And
right?
Like,
the water bottle and the microphone.
That was a weak ass
oh, he
throw
did throw
too.
The microphone?
Yeah. Well, that was a weak ass throw too. He fucking just hit the floor and shit.
Everything that was thrown during that fight was weak as fuck. I don't think anybody wanted to actually fight, but it was just
ain't nobody
they were
to fight,
like
bro.
Yanking everyone. So like yeah. they couldn't even like get close to each other because Busy Bone was immediately like yanked back, like to where like his whole body turned.
Oh
and,
shit!
Yeah, like.
So how long was the fight that that
it was
had
no
stopped?
Fight. It was like
it
a tussle.
Wasn't even, like,
yeah.
Tussle. But like, how long did it cause the verses to like stop? One pause.
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like enough to where you were like, man, shit, this probably isn't
yeah.
going to come back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, they had a Busy out back. You know, he,
I
thought
he
was gone.
I think I was listening to an interview and it sounded like he left because he said his old manager, I don't know if he's still their manager, Steve LaBelle, like he called him and then Busy Bone's son called him and he was like, Dad, go back, go back. So it sounded like he had actually left the venue. I'm not sure. Though.
I heard him say, "I'm out."
Yeah, I think
yeah,
I heard
I
that.
Think he,
yeah,
like he actually yeah. left,
and it was like his, like you know, his voice. Like he has mm-hmm. like that distinctive voice.
Yeah.
What I think what happened was Swizz Beatz called him, and he's like,
yeah,
"Hey,
Swizz called him." Yeah.
You're, it's like you're not going to get the deposit. You're not going
to
get
yeah,
the second.
Like you need to go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like people somebody sat him this. Down.
That
and
had
like,
to have been what it was.
Damn.
Like suck it the fuck
well,
up.
Money.
And,
yeah.
yeah.
Had to do with money.
Didn't Swizz Beatz? He was talking about it. How he didn't mention who, but he says one of the groups showed up late. And that they were
I
like,
I think it was
like,
Bone Thugs or something.
Yeah.
Or one
well,
of them.
They're
Bone
like, everybody's coming out saying, like, well, no, they ain't talking about us.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, he was putting shit out there, like, that these artists are charging more than they would charge, like, non black shows or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. So,
you're talking about like, venues?
Well, the
yeah, I guess
artists
so, like
are
the
charging verses. Like
oh,
to perform
more. Okay.
a lot
more than they would charge for like all these like other
okay.
events
like
or concerts
those smaller
and
tours
yeah.
like stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah
yeah okay I didn't know that
I think this was the only one I mean you know like you, there was playful banter with all the other verses you know and
yeah.
it was just like it was fun you know with was it the one with DMX you know I mean that was
yeah that was cool
yeah, yeah there was a lot of respect there between them two and this one like even the way that Lazy Bone was doing it like he was keeping it fun and just mm-hmm. kind of like oh yeah you know y'all got this or like oh yeah y'all mm-hmm. y'all fighting dirty and this and that like me whenever Chameleon Air came out I was like oh shit like how the fuck did they convince him
yeah.
to come out and do it like I thought that was awesome and then you look at the crowd and they're just standing there
so dull like, and
the,
dead
y'all
yeah
no
the crowd was
like,
whack
who the
bro
fuck that is
that's I heard the crowd was the wackest like everybody's saying that the next the any verses should not go back to LA because that's
but
where
also,
it was at,
I also
right?
kind of think though that Bone Thugs did have some home advantage though because it's in Cali and Eazy-E was that's their protege. Well, that's
yeah,
Eazy-E's
yeah.
proteges right there. Is Bone Thugs and Harmony. And he's from Cali, so they spend a lot of time in California. And like some of the music can sound a little Cali-ish, like some of the big hits. So I feel like they did have a little home court advantage. Do you feel that way at
but
all?
But even whenever Lil Eazy came out, like I was thinking, like okay, they gotta you know make a big deal for him. But it was like
mother,
it was a whack crowd then.
Yeah, I just didn't like. I mean, they had freaking Chameleon Air come out. They had Lil Jon come out.
The crowd
had,
got a little hype for that.
Terrence Howard came out.
Yeah.
Terrence yeah,
Howard
Wayne.
Came out and rapped.
Yeah, Wayne.
Lil
what
Wayne
the
came
shit.
Out.
Come
Project
on, man.
Pat. Lil Wayne yeah. just looked like I thought like a little holy girl shit. Walked out there.
And the crowd was whack as fuck. Like, that's Wayne. Like, even though he ain't as big as he used to be, it's still fucking Lil Wayne. And the crowd
yeah.
was like really, really nothing for it. I thought the crowd was about to go crazy.
Do you think
and
it was more of like a younger crowd that was just there because of the verses instead of kind of being there for
like, what,
like actual Bone Thugs and 3-6?
Like, the crowd that's there, like, they're more like just trying to document, like, oh, I was
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
everybody's
like, it was nothing
was
but
out.
Phones.
Yeah.
Was out. Yeah. Nothing
like,
but phones was
enjoy
out.
Enjoy that shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude,
it's the young crowd.
What's
yeah.
happening? Like, you got to see
mm-hmm.
like these
yeah.
two groups on stage.
Just like legends.
Yeah.
Like these
and
are
then, like 8 Ball
heavy hitters.
G came out. Nobody
yeah.
gave a fuck. That's a good performance, though. Who else was out there?
Young Buck. Young Buck went out there.
Yeah, Young Buck came out there. Nobody gave a fuck. Lil Flip was out there. No one gave a fuck.
They're like, Lil Flip, y'all. Nobody even said
Yeah,
nothing.
And it was like,
it was just whack.
Like, we would have been going crazy there. Like, probably would have been heard because nobody else was making noise.
How far would y'all drive for Versus if they had one over here? Like, where would it be where you guys go? I'll drive
Houston
over there.
Houston or something. Somewhere
if they
in Texas.
Said, like, we're going on tour and we're going to do this exact same performance, then I'd drive to, like, Oklahoma or something.
You know, that's a good question. Not only how far would you go, but who would you want to see on a Versus?
Right, now, again?
I think it's been enough time to kind of see who
Mario and Omarion. Ooh, hands Omarion. Down.
It'd have to Omarion. Be like 50 Cent. I want to see 50 Cent versus somebody. I've been waiting for him to get in the ring.
50 Cent and Ja Rule.
Oh, no. A fight would ignite on that one. Something would really happen
That'd
on that
fun.
One.
That'd be fun.
What, dude, 50 and Ja Rule?
Yeah.
50 Cent's petty, man.
Like, a fight would really not? Happen. Yeah.
He would come in there clowning Ja Rule. Like, I mean, it would be a comedy stand-up. It would be, a roast for 50 Cent.
Didn't 50 Cent buy, like, the first five rows of Ja Rule's concert? Yeah. And just
Groupon.
Like,
just so nobody would be up
He bought it from Groupon. God.
No, I don't even think Jawa was tripping. He was like, well, somebody bought the tickets.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been either. Yeah. It's like, shit, payday's the same.
That's right.
That's funny, though. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it's like, well, I got the money in my pocket, so it don't even matter. Yeah.
So who'd you want, though? Who would you want for your
I would want 50 versus The Game or
Ooh.
Somebody. I want 50. I need 50 in there.
The animosity with
just
them, too.
Just because 50, he got a lot of songs, and he's real petty. He can he's going to throw some low blow jokes and shit. Like, he's just that dude. Like, I need to see him, but he won't ever do it because he's just too in tune with he's like a producer now, wants to make movies, not
executive
but shows.
Producer.
Shows like that. Like, that's
power
what he's into
and
now.
All that stuff.
And he's doing good. I haven't seen BMF, but I heard it's a good show, though. I haven't seen it.
I heard a lot of good things.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know who I'd want to see on the Versus.
That's what I'm trying to think of. It would have to probably be like Jay-Z or somebody that would be fun to see.
Jay-Z and Nas.
Tribe Called Quest and Hieroglyphics.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. That'd be really good. Yeah, but I'm all for Tribe. Those are my people.
Send it to the mic. I don't think you can hear
He said a Tribe Called Quest versus Hieroglyphics. Yeah. Is who he would have on there for the Versus. How far would you drive for them?
Anywhere, bro. I'd fly.
Really?
I'd fly.
That'd be the group that you'd actually be like, I'd go any fucking where to go sit. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Two top, for sure.
Really?
Cool. I don't know. I don't know.
Or like, go ahead.
Sorry, my bad. I would have gone for like 3-6 and for Bone Thugs, but I'm not as big of a Bone Thugs fan as much as I am a 3-6 fan.
Yeah. Juan said he'd fly over there for them. Go ahead.
But before we move on, though, who'd you have winning? Did you have somebody winning the Versus, or was it just y'all? Like,
Bone Thugs surprised the hell out of me. And I was figuring that because I was wrong about the Diplomats and
the Locks. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, Diplomats got that shit all day. They're going to outperform the shit out of them. They're going to, they got all of these, like, crazy hits.
Which they do, but they just
didn't
play the cards right.
But that night, like, Jadakiss showed up. Like, he wasn't going home without the fucking victory.
Yeah.
And you can tell Diplomats just didn't have the energy. And I feel like that kind of happened on this one to where, like, you can turn on one of the 3-6 performances, any one of them on shuffle, and it all sounded the same.
Yeah. But like, I heard the mics, too, weren't working either. Like, when Project Pat came out, his mic wasn't working.
See, and I don't know if
his
that
mic
was
only not
something
working.
On our end. Like, could we just not hear what the crowd was actually hearing? Was the crowd actually loud? And we just couldn't hear it because the sound sucked.
I get that, but their hands weren't even like up. Like when somebody would come out, if they get hype and shit, like it was just
their phones were up.
That was all you see is just phones with little screens of what you're watching. And
that's
so
damn annoying,
dude,
man.
What the hell?
That's wild too. Like everyone just has the same video, and like it's almost like look how unique it is. But it's like, well, you can just go find the same video for the person next to you.
You have
it up there.
I mean, I get you want to. I mean, you're witnessing history. I get you want to record it. I mean, I would record some songs, but I wouldn't record like they were recording the whole thing from beginning to end.
Thing.
And it's like, enjoy some of it, living the moment for a little bit.
I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of pulling my phone out, but I've tried not to here lately, but I mean, I'd record the beginning of it and then just put my phone up and maybe my favorite song or something.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
But, yeah. You know. Yeah. Same. Or like when you know, like someone's like, oh, this is going to be a badass switch up and you kind of bring it out. You're like, okay, I want to get this moment, but I'm watching it. If I see it, I see it. If I don't, I don't, but I'm going to do that.
Right now, I'll cheat. I'll get on the set list website and then see what song is going to be playing on it. Cause I want to make sure it's like, it's cheating. But I'm waiting. I know when to pull my phone out, you know? So, oh, this song's over and they're going to go into the next one. Yeah. Let's see how it transitions.
I've done that to two artists before the track list, but go ahead, Joe.
Oh no. A few points I want to make real quick before we move on. So about the verses with Bone Thugs, you know how they have Busy Bone. There was a comment by B-Real from Cypress Hill. Mm-hmm. And I think it was after they did Thug Love. And, you know, Busy Bone has the first verse on there. And he comes out. He fucking kills it. And B-Real had wrote the Busy Bone flex is real. And what he meant by that is, like, when you have somebody like that, like, that's like a cheat code right there when you have, like, a Busy Bone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they were like, and anytime, like, he rapped, they made it a point to be like, hey, Busy Bone, come over here. Like, they made it a point for him to take center stage and do what he has to do.
Yeah.
And in a... So I kind of relating it to, like, what movie was it? Was it in Avengers or something where Tony Stark was like, we have a Hulk?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Avengers.
But what was the line, though,
that they said? Oh, he was like,
cause somebody,
we have an army.
Yeah, and that's kind of
like.
I have
an army. We have a Hulk.
And I kind of feel that with Busy Bone there. I mean, with Bone Thugs, like, 3-6 is like, well, we got this. And Bone Thugs is like, well, we have a Busy Bone.
And yeah.
Busy Bone, and that's like, and, you know, like, that's what he does. Like, it's just like, you can't.
Well, that's what we were even saying, that it's pretty much all on him. Whether or not they,
like, imagine if he didn't come back out, like, that would have been real bad on them.
But it was still dull whenever he was gone for that short amount of time. But I mean, whenever he came back, it was just like fire.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have been able to do that. Notorious Thugs Thug Love.
And Notorious Thugs too. What I wanted to say about that is, I think that was the best song played all night. That's like one of my top songs. So in my opinion, that was the best song played that night. And Stay Fly was the best performance. I think 3-6 should have saved Stay Fly for the very end, because they had everybody there for that song. You know, they had Young Buck, 8-Ball, and 8-Ball and MJG. They had everybody there, and I was like, that performance was crazy. But, like, I think they should have played Slob on My Knob after Notorious Thugs, because I don't think anybody could have. I don't think anything could have beat Notorious Thugs. I'll just be honest with you. And it's like, anything you can do, it's like. And I related to this. You watch basketball. Sorry, I was thinking of these, like, today, like, what I wanted to relate them to.
Yeah.
It's like when you're guarding, like, Steph Curry, and you're, like, playing real good defense on him, and you're like, oh, you know, the commentators are even saying, like, man, that's good defense on Steph Curry. But Steph Curry still gets the shot off, a three-pointer, and it goes in. And all you can do for that is just, like, tip your hat to him, like, hey, man, I tried my best.
Yeah.
And that's what you do when, like, when you play, like, a Notorious Thugs.
Yeah.
All you can do is just tip your hat to them, like, hey, man, like, you got that one. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's how I feel about that song when that song goes on, you know?
You really feel like that's that high. Damn.
Hell yeah.
Well, they even said that whenever they played Thugger Shruggish Bone, mm-hmm. I think at the end of it, DJ Paul was even like, y'all sure y'all didn't want to save that one for later? Yeah. Like, he knew that, like, that's the shit right there. Yeah.
And also, too, like, even after they play Notorious Thugs, like, 3-6 Mafia knows the weight that song holds. That's why they played Stay Fly right after that. Like, Stay Fly is probably, like, could arguably be 3-6 Mafia's biggest song ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they played it right after that song to combat it with. And I think it was a good attempt to. Like, the performance was better, but just to me, Notorious Thugs is a better song, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I mean, you hear the beat start, and spit your game, talk your shit.
Like, you don't even like Biggie, but you know that verse.
I love that verse.
Yeah, but you know that verse, though.
That verse, yeah.
That's the verse that you know. Yeah.
And like, I love that verse. Yeah, like, and that's just dope. Like, just as a hip-hop verse, I like that verse.
Yeah.
And I... You know how I feel about
just
Biggie.
Like, you gotta just rock with it.
What you gonna do, fight or run?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, you gotta appreciate that verse.
Yeah, this is one of those songs that I always tell people, like, it's in one of my top 10 songs that I can hear it.
Ever.
Yeah, and I will never get tired of that fucking song.
The whole time I was thinking, like, oh, Busy's gonna use this shit to, like, start it off again. Because I was figuring, like, he was gonna run over there on that 666 Rivals part. I thought he was gonna run over there and, like, really, like, spit that, like, right in their face or something. But yeah, I mean, he kept it professional.
Kept it cool after that. And yeah, but as far as who won, man, I don't know, man. I think both crews really left that day feeling confident that they both won, and respectfully so. Like, they both did their thing. Like, they both put on a good performance. They both played good songs. So, and they both have loyal fan bases too, hardcore fan bases. So I think both of them left that day just feeling like they won.
Good. Yeah.
Like they both felt good.
But I
good.
Felt like Crunchy Black. Oh, I was like, what? Like, what? Like, where are you? Like, why aren't they using him more? Crazy Bone also. Ooh, it was like, where the fuck is Crazy Bone at? And it was like, every once in a while, you get a glimpse of him. And then it's Hello. Like, man, why aren't y'all, like, using him more? Like, it was just...
Well, Country Black was dancing a lot, too. Like, I liked how Country Black was even dancing when Bone Thugs was performing their songs. Yeah, like, he was dancing
to their music.
He'd be like, dude, whatever the fuck he does.
Yeah. He's vibing.
Yeah. Did you see at the very end when they were performing Crossroads, they were all together, and Country Black still had a mic? Because, you know, he got shot in the face, right, in the head.
Yeah, I think
and he
something
like
that.
And he really couldn't. Like, he has that raspy voice, but it's even more raspier now. So he was like, every day, every, and then somebody, one of the comments said, can somebody take the mic away from that drunk motherfucker? Can somebody take the mic away?
Did you see whenever he gave a bag of weed to Wishner? Yeah. He was like, man, you got to give me some of that shit you were smoking. He just, like, reached in his pocket. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, I need a sweet for this. And then he, like, held one up.
And fucking when they were like, when they were performing Crossroads too, because Young Buck was there, and you know, Young Buck, I don't know if it's true or not, but allegedly he got accused of like messing with transvestites and stuff that. So when they were like, I need all the lights off, and the comments was like, hey man, Young Buck's still there, you need to turn the lights back on. Oh, dude, I was done. That's why you got to read the comments, bro. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, their comments are funny.
It's just hilarious of what they wrote. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't really pick a winner. I really enjoyed both of them. I probably watched the verses like 3 times already. I enjoyed it that much. And I can't really. I thought both of them did good. I can't pick a winner in this one.
So what do you think should have been like their last songs? Like, what do you think that should have been like the last song they each performed?
Well, I think if it would have went longer, I think maybe Bone Thugs would have did first of the month at the last, because that's probably one of the biggest songs, if not the biggest. And I don't know what 3-6 would have played. Maybe. Well, since it got cut short, I don't know. Maybe Stay Fly or Slava Mana would have got played at the very end. I'm not sure. Mm. But
and another thing I liked was the little freestyle session whenever they put Lil Flip on the on the spot. And like just like gave him a mic and Lazy was like beatboxing.
Him and Flesh Bone.
Just started like freestyling. Throwing. Yeah.
Doing a little Flip.
Bro, you know what I hated too? I hated how Young Buck was trying to act like he was trying to take over at the end.
Man, he was. It was like, man, you're a little cheesy fucking
present. He tried to make it seem like this was his show. Like, he tried to take the mic. I tried to freestyle. Like, you can't freestyle, man.
Yeah.
Like, I turned it off. It got cringy. It got real cringy in there. I was like, I can't watch this shit. Like, he's trying to take it over.
Yeah, I didn't think he did too bad. Like, even his freestyle was probably better than most, like, rapper shit that they record. But, yeah, he was, like, really fucking present at the end, and it was like, man, like, all right, chill. Like, I wonder, like, how everybody else felt, like,
right, the same way. Yeah.
Come on, man. Like,
he's probably a little drunk.
Yeah, he was talking the entire time.
I had to turn it off.
Let's hear it again for this, and that's it. And it was like you would think he was like the host or something. Like at the end, he was that fucking present in the end.
He should have done it like Wiz Khalifa. He just like was there and then dipped.
Yeah. And the crowd didn't even go crazy for him. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, well, they're going to go crazy for that fucker. And then, no. And it was like,
Wiz Khalifa's crowds from like 07, 08.
I guess all these crowds.
They went crazy for Project Pat, though. Now, have you heard of Project Pat? That's I did see an ignite from the crowd then. And, you know, 3-6 Mafia, they were trying to cheat, too. Like, they were playing his verse from the new Drake album from the Project Pat. I got to feed the streets. That was a good, I mean, I thought that was a good, they're trying to get the crowd into it, you know, because it's fucking Drake. Everybody loves Drake, you know.
I think they thought it was going to be more impressive that what is that one that Juicy J has? The verse is, like, I hate that verse. It's a girl song.
Oh, no, he's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Dark Horse. Shit.
What the fuck are you playing that for, dog?
Who said that?
I mean, no. I mean, I get it.
Oh, you're
I
saying that.
He's playing it because
they kept
sold.
Saying, like, oh, over 28 million. So, oh, over 28. And it was like, yeah, but that's not an impressive song to perform here.
Because that's what I hate,
Not in that.
I think
the wrong
thought
venue,
that
homie.
Was going to be more impressive to the crowd. And I think they thought the Terrence Howard thing was going to be more impressive to the crowd. That's why they let him spit that whole fucking song. And it was kind of like, okay, you know, the novelty kind of ran out.
That got me laughing, though, man. That's just hilarious.
And he's from Cleveland, too. Did he go with Bone Thugs after that performance? Did he go to their side? I don't know either. I don't remember.
He's like, I'm done. I got paid. I'm going over here.
Yeah.
But that's well, anyway, I don't want to go too much further on it. But, yeah, good verses.
Yeah,
good. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. If you like any of these crews, watch it. you enjoy it. It was a great
thing
versus.
Was good. I don't like that everybody, the only thing anybody's sharing or talking about is the fight. Yeah. And I was like, man, it wasn't even like a fight. Like, it was just like a little thing, and then it's gone, and then the actual, like, performances
started. Yeah, but it's like now you kind of need something like that in order for more people to actually
watch
it. You
know, some people think that shit was staged. I mean, really? I don't think it was staged at all, but
they
would have
done more impressive shit.
They're like, oh, that shit was staged from the jump. Look at Crazy Bone and them. Like, they just start walking away. I'm just like, shut up.
Well, the security did their job. Like,
they got there real quick.
Yeah, they were fucking throwing everybody around. It was like, shit. Damn. They weren't letting that shit happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but good versus, guys. Like I said, recommend y'all to watch it. If y'all haven't watched it, or, you know, finish it.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it.
If you want to feel like it, get a good dose of throwback, because it
definitely
felt like I can remember where I first heard these songs, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a fun, reminiscent thing.
Cool.
Nice. Good stuff.
Yeah, I was introduced with them by Joe. Versus, 3-6 Mafia, especially. Welcome, yeah, all the 3-6 was definitely from Joe.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Yeah.
I'm going to turn this shit off.
Cool.
I'm just kidding. But that's good, though, man. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the verses. Is that one of the best verses you guys seen, or is that?
Probably, yeah.
Well, now that they've done it, like, live, and I mean, not live, but, like, on stage. Because before that, they were doing it in, like, the DJ booths, you know, or, like, the studio. And they would kind of go back and forth. But, like, now they're doing it on stage.
Yeah.
Right?
I think
I still like that. Well, I don't know. This one was good, but I think the Diplomats and Lox were, like, I don't know. I guess because of the sound of that one was definitely a hell of a lot better. Like, could you imagine if the sound like that was for Jadakiss and you could barely hear him, or it was messed up? Like, it would have changed the entire course of that battle.
Yeah.
But
the whole feel.
Yeah. Now this is probably my favorite one after rewatching it, just because I grew up I liked the Lox and Diplomats, but I didn't listen to them. But I wasn't listening to them like I was listening to 3-6 and Bone Thugs. I wasn't listening to them like that. So, but I still like Snoop Dogg and DMX. I really enjoyed that one. I like both of them a lot.
I still don't get that matchup. Because
they're dogs.
People were saying they didn't understand this matchup. Yeah, that's why it was. People were saying they didn't understand this matchup because the music was so different between Bone Thugs and 3-6. And I can see that.
It kind of is, though.
Yeah, I can see that. You hear the music.
This one made, I don't know, it made sense to me.
Yeah,
it made more sense.
Me too. But a lot of, I just hear people like, why are they versing all the music is so different. I was like, well, they have a history and they kind of came up in the same. They did come up in the same time. They have history, you know. Like, they both feel like, well, we're the better group than them, and shit like that. That's why it happened.
Well, they're both different.
Yeah,
they have different very styles. Like, they're not the same type of group.
No,
you know,
you can't have two of the same. I mean, it wouldn't gel. You wouldn't get that good competition vibe.
No, not at all.
Yeah, matchups. Styles make matchups. That's what I was trying to say. Mm. So. Yeah. So what's next on the docket, guys? Before we go, I want to shout out our boy AC. He made us the new logo right here. Can they see the shirt?
Yeah,
I'm
going to put it right there so he
can see it. Man, there's even a keychain.
I'm not even recording.
No, they can see it, right? They can see the things for the invite.
Yeah. Can they see it pretty well? All right. Yeah, we just got a new logo made. Shout out to AC.
Shout out.
Yeah, man, we got a new logo. I really like it. So
hopefully, these are dope as hell, man.
Yeah, man. You could sip some whatever you're. I don't know, any alcohol you like, any liquor beverage?
Milk, maybe?
Peach whiskey.
I love booze. Sauce juice. Hey, did y'all ever like, what was that peach vine? What was it, peach whiskey?
Peach whiskey, yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, so you took it, right?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
I didn't know.
Because he's like, you still have it? I go, no, I think I gave it to Lyrical. No, I think it was for like all of us. I go, yeah, I know, but like, I don't
drink. Yeah, because it was here for like weeks, and I think we were like even drinking
it here. We drank a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, we would take a little shot.
Yeah, that with sweet tea.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that was good.
That's
what it was.
There's some Texas peach I was going to bring y'all, but, man, I got off of work late, and I'm like, man, fuck, I'm tired. I got to eat me something before I come over here. But
well, I'm highly disappointed. So.
Oh, nah. Oh, shit.
I hurt my feelings. Man.
Well, next time I'll bring some Everclear. How about that?
Oh,
God. They don't like it, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, good.
No, I'm kidding. I saw Venom finally, part two.
Oh yeah, what'd you think?
The Big Carnage. I thought it gave me a better liking of Venom's character. Mm-hmm. You know, like actual like Venom, like I actually start like, you know, actually knowing the character. I really, really like him. But
the actual symbiote or Tom Hardy?
Both. Okay. I'm starting to like Tom Hardy more. Like I'm just like, okay, but I like Venom a lot more. Like the actual Venom itself. But it was all right. I think the first movie was a little bit of a better of a movie structured.
Yeah, I think so.
But this one, the characters were just, I think the characters just popped more, but because you knew Venom more. So
was there a lot of like silly shit? Like,
there was
like one-liners that are supposed to like, yeah, make the
but it felt like
laugh.
A Deadpool comedy, like that, not like with that breaking the fourth wall, but like essentially like with just the humor where it's not just like, wow, they're just doing Marvel comedy. It felt like an actual like Deadpool comedy, not just throwing in shit because they think it should be. What's up, Juan?
I really liked what's it called, Carnage's character, not the symbiote, but Woody Harrelson.
Cassidy, yeah. Cletus Cassidy's character.
Yeah, I just, but I also didn't like how like opposite they were to the point that. So Juan was saying that he liked Cassidy. What was it?
Cletus Cassidy.
Which is Carnage.
Cletus.
Cletus. The characters were so off. They were so opposite, like in a way of like.
That's from The Simpsons.
You could tell he was just using it. You know, like it to me, it just never looked like it was gonna work ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I didn't get attached to it. I thought it was a cool character, but like it didn't really mean too much because I kind of knew like they're not really they don't feel like they're attached to each other at all.
No,
it just felt off.
Like in the comics, like Cassidy's character is more like a bloodthirsty, like more than, I mean, not to say he wasn't in the movie, but he had the same type of like violence as Carnage. Like, I mean, that's how they kind of were in sync.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could tell they toned it down a little bit to, are Angel going to see it so I can spoil it?
I didn't even know it was out yet.
Yeah, it's out.
I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Well, then I'm not going to spoil it.
It's been out for like 7 months.
I won't spoil it, but.
Still waiting for Venom 1 to drop.
But I will say, I think they toned down the movie. Like, the violence and stuff, I feel like they purposely for this movie were like, all right, let's tone it down. Like, just
let's have kids watch it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
see, and that's what, like, the previews, I was like, yeah, it looks kind of like silly. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
it makes sense, but it just.
Well, they have to make, you got like Venom's an anti-hero, kind of more of a villain and then anti-hero, but they want to make him way more of a hero so that people actually like him and people actually go see the movies and they,
people,
you know, there's more of a reason for it. The what?
So people buy that merchandise.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, like, even in the movie, like, that's the whole Venom's purpose is, like, I want to be a hero. And you're just kind of like, okay. I mean, I get it. Like, it's not, I'm not saying that he doesn't want to be, like that. But, like, you could tell they're doing it to, like, all right, let's fit it into this, you know, MCU type of thing.
Well,
you know?
In Spider-Man 3, like, the Raimi one, he was a villain. He was just a straight-up bad guy.
Yeah.
You know? It was a shit movie, but I mean, like, I appreciate it more now, you know. I mean, if you haven't seen it, like, I think everybody went for the post-credit scene as soon as they heard what the post-credit scene had in it, you know, on Venom.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to ruin it because it's pretty dope. You should, when you watch it.
It's actually pretty funny. Like, it's funny and.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. I'm
finally
glad.
Today.
That was my favorite. Aside from the new stuff now, the first MCU TV stuff, Daredevil was like my favorite. It was a pretty damn good show.
You know, I have a theory that, you know, the Spider-Man 3 trailer comes out. It has come out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What if they don't actually have that battle on the bridge, and like a lot of the stuff that they're actually showing us isn't even in the movie? Because, like, there's so many other characters are still in the movie, you know, and it looks like everything they're showing us looks like there's, like, you're kind of going, like, I feel like I'm watching the movie already.
Yeah.
But kind of think about it, you kind of go, like, what if this isn't even in the movie? Because they did that on Infinity War.
They did.
There was a lot of scenes on there, like, the Hulk hulking out, like, none of that happened. Like, him coming out the suit, like, none of it happened. Like, there was a lot of scenes that they just tricked where they weren't even in it. They were just purposely did that to just throw people off.
Well, they probably do that. Well, because, I mean, the fans are fucking annoying. Like, dude, they'll sit
isn't
there
that the
and
truth?
Pick it apart, like, scene by scene by scene, like, and just dissect everything.
I don't
like
that.
They can't just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like, just watch
just
it and be hype about it and leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, somebody punched Lizard in the bottom and you can't see who it is because they took
that
him off.
That is true, though. That is true. That is 100% true,
It's Miles Morales. He's invisible. Like,
no, it's Andrew Garfield. He's invisible.
Yeah. I am pumped about that. I am pumped about the other Spider-Men that are going to be in the movie. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
I think it's safe to say that we know they're going to be in the movie. And if they're not, then I don't know why the fuck they leaked all these photos. You know, like, it would just, it would not make sense for them to not be in the movie.
Can you imagine it being in theaters and you have no idea that they're going to be in it? Like, I know most of the people
Right
now. Can you imagine, like, just being like, what the fuck?
That would be like when we were kids and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That would be great. Used to be. Oh, like, my you God. See the previews and that's all you get. Yeah. And then you have to go watch it. There was no looking shit up kind or the behind excitement's the scenes. Taken away. Or,
Yeah, now today it's like everything is leaked photos on set. So you're like, oh, someone's going to be in the movie and stuff.
I don't think shit's actually fucking
leaked.
You
give it out there, you think? Just throw it out there?
Just like songs that are leaked. And it's like,
no, I think bullshit. Some.
Like, you wouldn't have it in a position to where it can just come out.
Well, funny cameos are one thing, but a huge part of like a scene or a whole movie is another. Like, have y'all seen Free Guy?
Yeah, I saw Free Guy.
Like I haven't seen that one yet.
Everybody was talking about the Chris Evans cameo.
Yeah.
Because the guy came out with Captain America's shield. I'm not spoiling anything, am I?
No.
Keep going, man. Because I haven't seen it.
But, like, you know, he chooses the shield and Chris Evans is watching this fucking fight and he's like, what the shit? You know, because they use the shield.
Yeah, they use the Captain America shield.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that part. It was out of nowhere. And then that was dope because, like, as an audience member, you're just there going, oh, shit. Like, I had no idea this was going to happen. And that's the cool part, which you want to experience. Now, with all this, you kind of go, like, I have a feeling because I've seen pictures and people are leaking. You know, like, you already kind of know. So you go in kind of hoping that maybe it's not true, and I don't know.
I just want to see stuff. I want to see an odd cameo. Like, why can't 3-6 Mafia be in why this not? Spider-Man movie? Right. Why dope. Can't Jada? I think there's been a rapper on like an MCU movie.
Yeah, Childish Gambino was in.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah,
Spider-Man
was.
Homecoming.
Uh-huh.
I think they're bringing back Darnell Rowlands, though. I think he's going to be in this one, for real.
He took that guy's pizza.
Yeah, I think I heard about it.
Remember
the comedian?
Ashley Larry.
Two, I think.
I'm rich, bitch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ashley Larry.
I was trying to like put a fake. Yeah, he blows on his hand.
Yeah, I think they flew him out.
I told my wife I was doing laundry or some shit. He's in his drawers and just playing dice. God damn it.
That feels hilarious.
Yeah, man. Oh, speaking of which, y'all like Bert Kreischer, right? He was in town this weekend.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
Where at? Where at?
That why you didn't tell us?
Grand Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Hervey.
I do.
My buddy Hervey, his wife won him tickets off of a Fort Worth Weekly contest. So he got lucky.
What was
won
the contest?
Tickets. You had to repost something post it on your feed, and they won. And you know, man, I've always wanted to see Bert Kreischer, and I really, really want to see
Tom
Segura.
Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming too next year, right?
Yeah, February.
Yeah, I think it's sold out, though.
Yeah, it is sold out.
Oh, Felipe's coming too next year,
too.
Oh,
I love Felipe, man.
Felipe, yeah, he's coming.
Hilarious. Are they improv?
No, he's actually doing a theater.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's big enough to do, like, theater.
Yeah, he's bigger now.
Because this year, I think, when he did it improv, like, he sold out all shows, so he had to keep adding shows, like, on a Sunday, too.
Oh, damn.
Because there were just so many people wanted to come see him.
I think the same thing happened with Bert, because they had only one show on one night, and they had to add another one, like, mm-hmm. 2 hours later.
Really?
But Felipe, when I first saw him, he was on Conan, like, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years mm-hmm. ago, and good Lord, man, that guy's hilarious. Hey,
did you see his Netflix special, the very first one he did, what Nobody's Gonna Think I'm Funny?
That one was funny. Yeah.
I need to watch that. I haven't seen that.
Nobody's Gonna Laugh at Me. Yeah. That shit is hilarious. The first time I saw that, I think, did you put me on or
yeah,
I put you on?
One of us, I don't remember, but I know we watched it too. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, my dude, I could not stop laughing at his first Netflix special. Have you seen it, Lyrical?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that shit was, oh, my God.
I'm going to watch it again.
I think y'all brought it up whenever y'all were, y'all went to, whose show?
Eric Griffin?
No.
No.
The white dude.
Brian Callen.
Andrew.
Yeah. I think y'all talked about, would y'all do stand-up? Would y'all ever go to, like, open mic?
Open mic?
Yeah. I've been wanting to do it.
Me too, man.
Yeah, I definitely would be down to do an open
mic. Do y'all have, like, material, though?
Yeah, I have a shitload, but I don't have anything actually worked out. Like, I just have a lot of, like, material, but, like, nothing that,
if you ever do, let me know.
Yeah. I could put together like a two.
Probably won't even be funny, but I'm still gonna laugh.
No. Yeah.
It'd be all loud.
Yeah. I'm laughing because you look dumb up there. The bar is drunk. None of this shit is funny.
No, but that's something y'all thinking of doing. Y'all should do it. Fuck it. Get it off your bucket list.
I'm gonna let y'all know whenever I go because they have a STFU night at a Twilight Lounge. I think you get 5 minutes.
Oh, I like Twilight Lounge. But it's a nice lounge. They do it at Bodega too sometimes. Oh, I think. On West 7.
And at Matt Hatter's. They do that also. But I follow this girl on Instagram, and she has an OnlyFans. And so she's a comedian too.
Joke, disgusting. But what's the link?
Hey, go ahead and send me that. Right? Send me
too much. $20. They just screenshot everything. But she's from Fort Worth, and every time me and Chad, I don't even know if I should say this. Hopefully his wife isn't listening. But we'll see if when she's coming into town to do an open mic, because we want to be over there and we're going to be like watching her and go talk to her and say, hey, we're the Funky Panther. Can we interview you? You know, just have her over.
That'd be dope.
That'd be so much fun. Like just.
Does open mics, you said?
Yeah. Every time she comes to Fort Worth, she'll do one of the open mics at one of these Fort Worth places. Because she does a lot in L.A. She lives over there.
Oh, gotcha.
But her kid lives over here. But I want to do it. And whenever I do it one night, I'm going to invite y'all so y'all can come.
Yeah, I'm down to go. Let us know, yeah.
Because it'd be like, my comedy is going to be like depression-based Mexican, like, angst. You know, never having my dad tell me he loves me in like 20 years and, you know, trauma. Trauma's going to be my comedy.
So do you think is that the first place you should try it out at?
Very
or would you like, or like invite friends over? Like, if I had a big amount of friends over and try it in front of them yet? Or you think you should just go out?
Just go all. If you're going to go in, if it's going to be your first, if it's going to be your first time, don't go by yourself. You want people there. If you're going to crash and burn, then crash and burn in front of your friends. The least they'll do is buy your beer the rest of the night.
Like, I got him a drink, I guess. Sorry for him.
I don't think I'd want to bomb in front of friends. I think I'd go somewhere where nobody knows me and just try it out and see what happens.
Then you got to explain to your friends.
Reaction, yeah.
I told y'all it was good, right?
That way they can come whenever you're like, you got it a little more worked out.
Yeah. And try it until
you know it's not for you. Or it is true. Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody, but at least you go out there and, you know, maybe you'll get a hand job like afterwards from
reach around, in the bathroom.
Hey, rusty trombone, maybe a Cleveland steamer, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. Okay. Or penis. I don't know. Either one.
Yeah, I'd be down to do it. Let me know. Let us know for sure.
Absolutely.
I'd be down to do it. I want to do it too, but I like
y'all
to see you
do it
first.
The same night.
Oh, that would be badass. Have versus. Both the podcasts there.
A versus.
Hey, who's funnier?
They talked about a comedy versus, right? Like Dave Chappelle and Chris
somebody
Rock.
Somebody said they wanted to do.
Oh yeah.
Somebody
Damon
said they
Wayne's.
Oh yeah, that's
I think,
what it was.
Challenged.
I don't
Dave
think
Chappelle.
He challenged him, but he was just saying that he would do one against him if it was against anyone. I don't think it was like a direct challenge though. I think they put it out there like that, but I don't think
it was
a direct
challenge. Yeah.
But that's the way they put it out there to get everybody all hyped up about it and shit.
That's like the first family of comedy, though. Like, how are you going to, I mean, I know.
Yeah, but in today's, the way everything is, Dave Chappelle's current, he's being talked about. I know who he is because he's famous right now.
Yeah, that's
true. They wouldn't give a shit about any of the, even if Keenan did it.
Oh, man.
They'd be like.
Who is this old ball? Who is this bald motherfucker?
Yeah.
No matter what, even it wouldn't even matter what at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like,
that wouldn't impress
if
them.
He killed them, they still go like, nah, Dave was funnier. Dave. Yeah. Even if, I mean, and he might be. But
What do you think of John Mulaney?
I like him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like him too.
His humor is pretty, it's like wimpy comedy.
Yeah,
but
it's just funny the way that he says shit. And
he knocked up Olivia Munn. So, I mean.
Oh yeah,
they're not
did.
Together
yeah.
anymore, right?
I don't think they are.
Olivia Munn, she was like, "Fuck."
Yeah, that's my lady right there.
if he can bag that, then
I've never heard of this guy. Is he funny?
He's
pretty
that was pretty
funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Okay. But he has a certain type of comedy style.
That's
sure.
what.
He's like on the top like, comedians right now.
Yeah, he is one of the top comedians for sure.
It's Dave and then Mulaney.
That's crazy.
Segura's up
there
too.
Yeah, he's good. He's funny.
But not like them.
But yeah, two of the other comics, Joe List and Mark Norman, were talking about him, and they were like, "Yeah, man, this guy like never goes to like open mics. You never see him working out. You never see him like at any of these places. And then he'll pop up randomly and just fucking kill.
Mulaney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe
they're
that.
Like, man, it's crazy.
I gotta look him up then, guys.
Yeah, check him out.
Does he
Joe?
Have a podcast or something or no?
No.
No.
Okay. I think he does.
He's just got he's got like four specials, I think.
Yeah, check him out
on Netflix.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then one's new in town. I don't think new in town's on Netflix. But it is on Apple Music.
Okay.
Or Spotify.
I'll check him out.
It's different. It's not like for everybody. It's not like a universal like killer comedian, but it, like if you do get his humor, then he's hilarious.
Give it a shot for sure. Like just give it a like listen to like 15-20 minutes of a special. If at that point you don't like it, then you probably won't like
listen
the rest
20
of it.
More minutes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Dave and John Mulaney, they're both headlining the Netflix is a joke comedy festival. It was announced today.
Oh, where's that going to be at?
It's going to be in California. But the lineup is nuts. Like every comedian you can think of is going to be there.
What is it?
Netflix is a joke. Louis C.K. He actually got a Grammy nomination. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, him and Dave after they were canceled. Which the whole Dave thing in Netflix, I think, is really stupid. I think the people that are upset are the ones that didn't watch the comedy special.
Louis C.K. is one that I would love to see more than 100%. Anybody. I think Louis C.K. would be the one I would pick. If they gave me a choice, I would pick him.
Even now, I think I was about to download his last special, but work happened tonight.
Sincerely?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that shit's hilarious. I don't know how many times I've listened to it. Sometimes I'll just put it on my way to work.
Yeah.
Like if I'm in like a weird mood, like I'll just start that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then like I'm already laughing like a couple of tracks. But yeah, that's a good one.
Here's the some of the lineup. I mean, they got some heavy hitters. Ali Wong, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Anthony Jeselnik, Aziz Ansari.
He's another Burt. Good one I like.
Jeselnik?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Bill Burr, Bobby Lee. I mean, fuck already. Yeah. You
Jim
got
Jeffries is another one.
Brian
he's hilarious, man.
Chris Rock, Christina P., Chelsea Handler. You got Conan O'Brien. I mean, holy shit. David Letterman.
Tom and Burt are going to be
Dave
there.
Dave Chappelle, Damian Wayans, Darnell Rawlings.
They did.
Deion
Cole,
Felipe Esparza. Holy shit. They got Ken Jeong, Joe McHale, Kevin Hart, Kevin Smith.
But what is it going to be? It's a documentary?
No, it's a festival, like a comedy festival.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how would we watch it?
Like, Mark Norman. No, I'm kidding. He's
no
out
way.
He's
not
out.
Big enough for that shit.
Pete Holmes, Pete Davidson. Patton Oswalt, it's
Patton Oswalt,
huge.
Wow.
Tim Robinson.
He has some funny bits.
Seth Rogen.
I've heard some of his stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Nate Bargatze. You could talk. It's huge. I mean, look at this.
Nate's another good one.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking
like
a clean, clean comic, it's like one of the best.
Yeah. They said he's a Tom Segura, but the clean version of Tom Segura is what Nate Bargatze is.
I've never heard him, but Chad went to watch him perform at the Coyote Drive-In.
Yeah.
But it's what they said. I thought he was like a dirty comic, but he's like
he's clean.
No, he's
like
clean.
Super clean.
He's like Tom, storytelling.
He's funny, man. Yeah. They do. Like, I think he was even on Your Mom's House, and it was, like, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get him to, you know, go there.
And he's just not.
Like,
he's
he
clean.
Was like, yeah, we have different kinds of comedy.
He was just not.
By
with
the
it.
End of it, like, he was kind of chiming in and going along with it. But, yeah, they were trying to pull them on to
them
their
out.
Side. Yeah. But, yeah, he's funny for a clean comic. Mm-hmm. Him and Gaffigan.
Gaffigan's like funny as fuck, too. Yeah, for a clean. Yeah. The clean comics, they say, like, you can get. Big faster.
Make a lot more money because they're
appeal to everybody.
Is Jerry Seinfeld a clean comic?
That's like textbook.
They say he doesn't do much of new content. It's just his
That's what I heard was what
he said every
what
once in a while he'll add something in there, but
what's the
deal
with 69ing?
He's a really acquired taste.
Yeah,
I think
he says
he's a fan of Mark Norman.
Really?
Yeah. They've even met each other, and he's Mark Norman's open for him a couple of times.
No shit. Damn. Different style. Way different style.
I wonder if Seinfeld likes Louis C.K.
Andrew Schultz is never open for him.
Highly doubt that shit.
Like
Louis C.K. No, no, not with his bank account. Yeah. That guy's making bank.
Who's that?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh yeah,
that dude's making bank.
He was on a Smart List like a week or two ago.
Yeah,
yeah. He's kind of weird, man. I don't know. He's just different. I think he's just so fucking famous and so big that it just seems like he doesn't really care about everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's really out of touch with the world.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got like a underground basement of cars. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, that guy's just so super so
rich.
Famous.
Yeah. He's rich as fuck.
And he wears Jordans. I love that about him.
Oh, yeah?
He wears Jordans. Like, if you ever watch Seinfeld, you'll see him with like a pair of like Jordan 3s or like the Air Jordans. Mm-hmm. But the guys. Mm-hmm. And he loves Superman, too. He's a cool guy.
Cool guy.
Just out of touch with today.
Cool guy. Yeah. Yeah. What's the deal with being rich?
Yeah. What's the deal with being right?
Rich as fuck. What's the deal with 3-6 Mafia and the
fight? Hey, Juan, how long are we on?
An hour and 5.
Oh, damn. Okay, I got a quick question before we go off real quick. All right, so who was in this is a actor question. Who was like, I'll say it like this. I don't know how to explain Richard the question. Okay. You say Cletus? Okay, who's an actor like who plays in a show or movie? Most likely show though, because shows go on longer. That like if you saw him like a fucking Hewlett Mall, you wouldn't know them by the real name. You would call them by their actor name. You know, like the
oh, there's a lot of those.
You know what I mean?
What they go by? I mean, you know, Hector's like, one.
Oh yeah, Hector.
Yeah, Hector's one. The one that you're like Hector. Mm-hmm.
I got a last name too, but it's that one, that actor?
Yeah.
Hector would probably be the one that you'd be. I mean, like that's. I mean, to me, that's the most
first
common,
person I
like,
thought of was Ross from Friends. Ross? I wouldn't be like that's not David that's Schwimmer. Schwimmer. Yeah, that's Ross. Yeah. That's fucking Ross.
Yeah.
Joey from Friends.
Yeah. Probably anybody from Friends.
Who, Joey?
Yeah.
Joey no.
I don't know.
Are you talking about his real name?
Yeah, his real name is
I don't know what his real name is.
Is his real name
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Chandler. Wow. Any one of them,
yeah, like anybody from Friends. Because it
Kramer.
Was so long.
Rachel.
Yeah. Nobody's going to call him by his or
I don't even know his real name. I don't even know his real name.
Michael Richards? Yeah. Oh, Michael Richards.
Art, is that his name?
Kramer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Richards, yeah. Remember whenever he was racist? Yeah. Oh, man, what a cringe night that had to be, right?
Yeah.
No, it was saying towards a group of people.
Oh, shit.
That was, yeah.
I thought it was like he was talking about a bit, and then the people got mad.
No, he got mad, I think, because I think they were heckling.
Yeah.
And, they probably never did it again at another show. So, I mean, it worked, whatever he did. But, I mean, like, he got away with it. Yeah. So, it was like, shit, if they didn't. Yeah, but, I mean, like, they're, like, in the moment.
Yeah.
They straight up let him slide with that, and then so it's just like, well, you can't really talk shit. He got away with it. Nobody did anything about it. That was there.
I mean, they even made fun of it on Larry David's show.
Oh, they did it on Family Guy also,
which is genius show. You need to watch that.
I love that show.
You'll like that one, Joe. For
which
real,
which one?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I gotta start so many shows. Yeah.
It's going on right now.
It's a show you could just watch like it's a comedy, but you can also watch it in the background. You know, like it's
that's
funny.
The Larry
David?
Yeah. I've watched a bunch of clips.
It's so fucking funny.
There's a Seinfeld page that I follow on Instagram, and every once in a while they'll play clips from that also.
I think you like it.
I think, back to your question, I think it'd be Jeff Winger for me. From
Jeff Winger, really?
Jeff Winger. He's Jeff Winger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
It was funny because in my head I was thinking Troy and Abed.
No,
but I was like, I would actually call Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino,
because I don't know if y'all know. I told y'all I met Donald Glover, right?
No,
yeah. You told us last time when you came on.
Where at?
Super Bowl party, like 10 years ago.
He didn't tell us this, Joe.
Oh, maybe I heard on your podcast.
He's just trying to get you not to talk about it. Yeah, we already heard. We know.
We know. Next question. Famous people.
You met him at a Super Bowl party?
Yeah. No him, and, him and the other guy from Derek Comedy, the blonde-headed. AC or whatever his name is. But they were really cool. And I talked to Childish. I said, Donald, Donald Glover. It was the Bud Light hotel party. Oh. And I was already drunk. And he had to be drunk, too, because we were talking for a bit. And then I said, man, I love your shit, but my friend hates you. And he looked over my best friend. He's like, not me. Yeah. He's like, no, man. He's like, why does your friend hate me? He's like, I don't know. He thinks you're a douchebag.
Was he a douchebag? No, clearly he wasn't.
He was a great guy. Donald Glover's a great guy. And then I was like, man, can I get a picture? He's like, yeah, sure. Wait, he's like, you're not going to get stabbed if we take a picture and you post it, are you? I'm like, nah, it's fine. And so
I want to see that picture. Damn.
I'll put it as my profile pic. But
he was in Derry Comedy?
He was in Community. It was the second season of Community.
Okay.
And
I've never seen that show either.
You'll like that show. It's really good.
Six seasons in a movie.
It was the creator of Rick and Morty did that show.
Rick and Morty.
Dan Harmon.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah. You'll like
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
I liked it a lot. But Rick, all right, man. Rick. Well, dude. It was great having you on.
Likewise.
As a guest.
It went by.
Really
it did. It really did.
It did, right.
Yeah.
And tomorrow Joe's going to be.
To come back.
Yeah.
Tomorrow Joe's going to be on the Funky Panther.
Yeah.
First time guest.
What time?
It's going to be. Actually, that's a good question. What time do we have to have you on? Because you got to work tomorrow, right?
Yeah. I have to leave by 9:20.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. We'll be done before that.
Okay.
Way before that. We can even get started early. Well, we're probably going to start like around 7:45, 8 o'clock.
Ooh, that'd be great.
Record tomorrow, and episode will go live on a Thursday on all streaming platforms.
Okay,
cool. I usually watch your episodes on Tuesday night, like at 11 or 12 at work, because it's on YouTube already.
Yeah,
so that's when I watch them, like around 12 o'clock on Tuesdays. I always put them on then and just watch them at work. Well, I'll watch the episode that comes out that night.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I can't wait for y'all to go. I mean, we talked earlier about y'all going live, and I can't wait to see that, because on Mondays, I really don't do shit. I'm just like pre-cleaning my house for my cleaning lady to come and get all my dirty underwears in the washer before she comes and does it. So, but man.
we'll go live for sure. One of these days.
Yes.
We'll start off Juan over here, help us out with that shit.
But, you know, again, thanks for having. Fuck. It's great being here with y'all. And I can't wait to come back. And I love coming over here, because I think I can be real with y'all and, you know, just shoot the shit. And everything comes naturally, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a joke there, too. But, yeah, man.
Not going to get into that.
Maybe next time. And then, speaking of which, if you haven't already listened to The Trainwreck, that's episode 69. We have something coming up for episode 96. It's going to be episode 69, part 2. Javi's redemption. So it's going to be a really dirty episode. It's going to be because everybody was kind of disappointed. Like, we expected more dick jokes.
I think everybody expected a certain type of humor that one, and we didn't really get it that episode for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe you weren't feeling it that day.
I wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't.
I think everybody was looking forward to it. Maybe like you were even looking forward to it too, and you just couldn't. I don't know. You're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You get it back.
I'm gonna come rock hard on this one. It's gonna be fucking great.
Rock hard. I'm excited, bro.
Hell yeah.
Well, guys,
everybody check that out, guys. 69.
Yeah.
He said episode 69.
He said everybody check that 96. Out.
69.
Episode 96.
Episode 69.
Oh, no. I said what I said, Joe. Okay.
Go back and watch that.
Yeah, everybody go do 69 now.
Please, and then give us your reviews. Maybe some video evidence. Put it on Instagram or Reddit.
And just tag.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, and just tag us in there, guys.
But guys, thanks for the invite.
Well, thank you for accepting our invitation.
You're ready.
But any final words, Joe? Everybody else?
No, just keep on following us. Let me thank you, Javier, for
coming
on.
Fuck, man, I messed it up again, didn't I?
It's okay. It's all right.
No. Thanks for Javier for coming at all, man. Revving his podcast.
Yeah.
Big fan of y'all. Love y'all. And just if you're out there, we said we were going to put this in the beginning. We still haven't yet.
But
subscribe to us, follow us. You know, we're getting a little bit more subscribers.
Go over there and subscribe to them.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's follow four times, right? It's four times that y'all haven't started off
follow,
with
Follow, subscribe. I got to start writing this
one
down.
One of these days.
I just got to bring a journal.
Be on the lookout for merch coming.
Merch is coming, guys. Merch is coming.
Merch is coming.
So, it's a coming, guys.
For sure, man.
It's a coming to your face.
Subscribe.
You should have done episode 69 in my place. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what you talk about at the, whenever ours was done. You're like, man, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, like, I was like, we just should have.
We didn't talk about eating pussy or nothing.
Right? Yeah, even farts.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything about it, bro, 69. We really let that go.
Yeah, you really dropped the ball.
Dropped the ball.
Dropped the balls. The balls dropped on that.
All right, well, yeah, let's go. So we can go.
All right. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for everything. And that's great. We'll see you guys next week. Yeah. And
thanks for accepting our invitation.